Okay, here we go. Three Hasidic ideas on Makas Choshech Tavshin Pei Aleph. Lenish Beilu Nishmas Rachapar Basav Moshe Perfur Shem For Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Basav Shechoy Yisrael Perek Yud Pasuk Chav Gimel The Last Pasuk of Sheni Lo Roish Ish Es Achiv Lo Kama Ish Mitachta Mishlosh Es Yomim Chol Bnei Yisrael Haya Or B'Moshe Vosam. No man could see their brother. They couldn't get up for 3 days, but all Jewish people had light in their dwellings. The first idea comes to us from the Chiddush Sha'arim. The Chiddush Sha'arim has a magical, magnificent, beautiful vort on Lo Ro Ish Es Achiv. And he reads the pasuk as following. Lo Ro Ish Es Achiv Lo Kama Ish Mitachta Shosh Es Yomim. You know what Choshech is? When a friend is not able to see someone else's pain. Lo Ro Ish Es Achiv Lo Kama Ish Mitachta. When you see someone else and you can't even see their pain. When someone around you has COVID. When someone around you and you can't even send them a text or an email. That's Choshech. But that's the non-Jewish world. Says the Chiddush Sha'arim. L'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor. Sh'at sitra k'dekdusha l'hepach. Kol Yisrael ba'achtus. Every single Jew cared for each other. And that was the ultimate thing that helped us get the Holy Torah. Kishachar b'levachar. L'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor. We had that or. Choshech is not being able to see. Lo roish ish esachiv. Lo kamo ish mitachtav. But what's light? What's true or? Is when the Chol ha'yor b'moshe. So I'm able to see. You're able to see someone else, to see another Jew, to feel someone else's pain, and to enjoy someone else's simcha. What a magical, magnificent vort from the Chiddush Sha'arim, Adi number one. Adi number two. Adi number two comes to us from the Sod Yisharim, of Gershon Chanach Henech of Rajin, from the Ishvitz. So he says a beautiful vort, how he says, Haya Orba Moshe Som, that a koch of a Jew, is that no matter what, how much choshet is going on in a person's culture, in your environment, in your neighborhood, or in your community, or in your family, a Jew's job is to overcome, is to go on and to continue. Zekochem sheYisrael kigam b'moshvosam b'choshech v'afila meir lahem oro yisparach. That even if there's choshech around them, they feel the or, they know that Kadosh Baruch is with them. Like Rabbi Nachman says, "Lekutimran torin in hay v'afilu ba'astarosh v'esoch ha'astara." Even when a Jew is in the depths of darkness, gam sham nimsa Hashem yisparach. Kadosh Baruch is also found there. Says the Sod Yisharim and Rabbi Nachman that a Jew's job is no matter how dark it is, all we need is to tap into the pintel yid, into the pintel yid of our neshama, to light that one candle, that candle of amuna, that candle of bitachon. Like the Ramban tells us and the Chazon Ish tells us as well, the difference in muna and bitachon. Amuna is the tree, and the bitachon is the fruit. Is actualizing now? Is using it in the time when you need? When you're stuck at home, and you're quarantining for the third time in a month, to find the or in that choshech, says the Sod Yisharim. That was the choch of a Jew. Haya or b'moshe sam. It doesn't matter how much choshech was going around them, to be able to have that, to find that or in the midst of darkness, to find that light, to find that emunah b'tachon. Like Rabbi Nachman, b'tocha asar gam sham nimsa Hashem yisparach. And that was idea number two, Rabbi from Sod Yisharim. Rabbi Nachman. Idea number three comes to us from the Ginza Yisrael, the Moshe of Charkov. I believe he was one of the sons of the original Rebbe. Or b'moshe v'sam, he says, you have to read it, b'diktuk, or b'moshe v'sam, that the or was not equal to everyone, that everyone was b'moshe v'sam, everyone felt the or on their level. Ach kol echad chash v'hirgish bo rak l'fi madrigoso. That's what it says, b'moshe v'sam, according to their dwellings. What does it mean, their dwellings? According to their level. That means every single Jew did not feel the or of el choshech differently. Everyone felt it, did not feel it the same way. It's the same thing in a Jew's life. We have to be able to make sure to judge ourselves on our level and to be able to make sure to be able to outlook everybody on their own level. Like the Avodas Yisrael of Kujitz Nirmagad, right, to say in Pirkei Avos, Ezo Giber, who is strong? Akunya HaKoyvish Yisitzor, Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Who is the strong one? Someone who conquers the Yetzirah. It doesn't say the Yetzirah, it says their Yetzirah. Ezo Giber, who is the strong one? Hakovish and Yitzro, Yitzir Shalom, because everyone's on their own level. Everyone has their own Yitzir Hara. Or B'moshe V'sam, says the Ginza Yisrael, the Charkover, because everyone felt the or on their level. And that's everyone has their own Yitzir Hara from beautiful Torah and Ginza Yisrael, Avodas Yisrael. So three ideas. We have the Chiddush Sha'arim, who says, that's Choshech. We're not able to see your friend's pain. That's ultimate Choshech. But every single Jew, we feel someone else's pain, we feel someone else's simcha. That's what a Jew's job is. Avos Yisrael. To feel the pain, to feel the simcha. Din number one, Chiddush Sha'arim. Din number two, we said from the Sod Yisharim and Rabbi Nachman, that Haya Orba Moshe Sam, doesn't matter how much Choshech is going around you. They felt the or. They felt the Rabbon Shem, even if there's choshech around them, like Rabbi Nachman said, gam sham nimsa Hashem Yisbarach, even amongst, in the middle of darkness, a Jew could feel the Rabbon Shem. That's in Torah Nehemiah. Rabbi Nachman says that, to have the munah b'Hashem, even in the middle of darkness. And finally, the third and final idea from the Ginzer Yisrael, everyone felt the or according to their level. Everyone who is strong, someone who conquers their Yetzirah, not the Yetzirah, but their Yetzirah, because everyone's on their own level, everyone's on their own journey, everyone's on their own experience, and their own avodah Hashem conquering their Mitzrayim. Should be zoch bez Hashem to take these ideas from the Hasidic masters, to take these ideas from the Chiddush Arim, the Sod Yisharim of Ishbitz, and the Ginzer Yisrael of Charkov, to not only to learn their Torahs, but to live their Torahs as well, bez Hashem, filled with Avos Yisrael, with Emunah, and to be able to judge ourselves, to be able to push ourselves on our level, and to always look at other people on their journeys as well, with the Ayin Tov, and with the good eye, with the positive eye, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Shekhoich.